in Fort Lauderdale, Lenny Solomon, who is the father of one of the world-class tennis players, Harold Solomon. And I sit and talk about this many times. How can we break this circle? How can we stop having our kids have the same prejudices over and over again? And how can we not have them grow up to believe that they can't be something that is great and miraculous inside of them? And one of the things, of course, that we have to do, in my opinion, I think the most important thing we have to do as parents is to remember that what we are modeling, what we are showing our children every day, is exactly what they're going to be picking up. And if you're the kind of parent who is comparing your children all the time, and, for example, saying that, well, look at your brother did this, or the sister, or look at the kids down the street, they don't do that. That's just one of the typical things that we do over and over again. And then when children come back and say, yes, but I want to stay out till midnight because Billy down the street gets to stay out till midnight. They do the exact same thing that we do, and of course our response to that is, well, you're not Billy, and and we use the very same tactic on them. And I think being a model, being an example to our children, I've often said that if you feed your kids sprouts every day, okay, and if you give them all the right tapes to listen to, okay, and you give them carrot sticks instead of Coca-Cola, and you do all the things that Dr. Spock said in his book about raising children, but if you've got junk inside of you, they're going to get it. And it's just as bad as feeding them junk food. If you've got this, if you're filled with despair, if you have a negative kind of whiny attitude toward life, if you don't feel positive about who you are, if you don't view life as a miracle and something to live and enjoy and feel terrific about, then your children are going to pick those things up whether you like it or not. And that's probably the first place we can start, I think, in breaking that circle. So look at ourselves and what we're giving as examples to our children.
How many children do you have, Lee?
I have five. I have a daughter who's 18. And I have a daughter who's 11, and another one who is, I have all daughters, another daughter who is 4, another one who is a little over 2, and one who's 5 months. So I've got one asking for the bottle, and one asking for a car, and one asking for, the keys to her bicycle, and so on. So it's an exciting time for me. Yeah. And it's a big bit different. I'm 45 years of age having children. And the difference between seeing them now and having them now and having them when I was in my 20s is night and day for me. I think as you get older and a little more conscious, a little more knowing who you are and where you're going on the path, and also seeing the end of your time here on this planet, at least temporarily, I think you have a different appreciation for it. Just the other day I was in a grocery store with my little 2-year-old daughter, Summer. And she was sitting in the cart, and we were in the cereal section, and I had a little list, and I went back, and she was about 10, 15 feet away, and I started walking toward her with this box of Rice Krispies, and all of a sudden, this tiny little 2-year-old says, "I can't believe it! I just can't believe it!" And I said, "What can't you believe?" She said, "Mommy told you to get Cheerios, and you're coming with Rice Krispies. I just can't believe it!" 2 years old. Now, I stopped at that moment and looked at her and laughed and put my arms around her and hugged her and said, "You are the most beautiful, wonderful kid that I am so glad that you're here in my life." And if that would have been 20 years ago, I might have just said, isn't that
something? Yeah.
We stop talking, somebody might hear you or whatever. It's like more of an appreciation of who they are and the miraculous miracle that they are for each one of us. Yeah.
Yeah. I think all too often there's a barrier that gets created between our children and us as parents, mainly because of how our society operates. I mean, when the Industrial Revolution came in, we all decided to go off to work. Mm-hmm. And there was a real separation that occurred right then between fathers and their children.
And now more with mothers as well. I mean,
and now with mothers as well. So we have a situation in our culture, in our society, that's built in to create a huge gap between children and parents.
I think you're right. But yet I don't think that has to be a problem. I think that's been for a long time. I think the real cultural problem that we have, and it's something that we have to look at, and you don't see it as much in the East as you do in the West, is that in the West we treat children as if they were sort of apprentice people. They're not really
apprentice adults. Right?
Yeah, you're not really a person, not even a person.
Yeah.
You're sort of on your way. Someday you'll be a person. So we tend to look at our